Welcome to Law Talk Live, a service of Meldon Law, a Gainesville-based law firm with its primary office in Gainesville, where we have been for 50 years. We also have offices in South Florida covering the entire Tri-County area from Miami-Dade through Broward through Palm Beach County. And, of course, Ocala, where we've been for 43 years, and now Lake City, where we have a strong presence and a full-time staffed office. My name is Chris Qualman. I am the chief investigator, major case division manager for the firm. Very, very happy to have with me this morning Carrie Meldon, partner in the firm, vice president of the firm, outstanding personal injury attorney in his own right. Great to have you on the show, Carrie.
Good morning, Chris. I'm happy to be here. We're in a crispy January. Is it January 8th?
I know. It's hard to believe. We're already more than a week into 2022.
But it's a nice day outside here in North Central Florida. I implore everybody, as always, to go out, enjoy the weekend, and get some fresh air and some exercise if you can.
So, of course, everybody is asking the question, where is Jeffrey? He's off on an adventure again. My understanding is he's on his way. He and his bride, Patricia, are going on their way down to a wedding. They're going to take some R&R this weekend. I'll tell you what, your father has more energy than any human I know.
He really does. I mean, this week we've been at the women's basketball game. We've been at the men's basketball game. We missed the volleyball game last night, but he was running around. I worry about him because he never stops.
He doesn't.
He never does.
He has more energy than I think all 35, 40 of us, whatever the firm is now combined. The guy is just such an inspiration to all of us. I wanted to ask you something, Carrie. Was he always like that?
Yes.
I mean, when you were a little kid growing up, was he always on the go, always doing something, never stopping?
Well, my school bus took about an hour to get to my school when I was growing up. And in middle school, our school started at 7:20, so I have to be at the bus stop by 6 o'clock. And it was always my father who was up at 5:30 cooking breakfast and getting me prepared for the day. And then he would be in the office probably around 7, and then he would leave after 6. Someone told him, I don't know if you are familiar, there's another PI lawyer that's been in Gainesville for a long time named Stephen Bagan.
Of course.
And apparently Bagan told a friend of mine that he was always trying to compete with Jeffrey in terms of not allowing him to stay longer at the office. And Jeffrey always would win. He was working 11-hour days, and he would come back home, and he would still have energy to have dinner and enjoy time with the family. So for him, he is not a lone wolf. He's definitely a social pack animal.
He is all of those things. We'd like to urge everybody to call us this morning. 1-877-975-9825. Let me throw that at you again. 1-877-975-9825. And we're going to incentivize you to call. First of all, Carrie has a great topic we're going to get to in just a moment. We're going to talk about insurance companies. Under what circumstances can they or can they not raise the rates of a driver? So we're going to talk about that in just a moment. Any question you might have for us, whether it's on personal injury law, car accidents, truck accidents, maybe you've got a question about your own auto insurance, or maybe it's something totally different. Maybe you want to talk about the national championship game on Monday. Whatever it is, we want you to call because we are going to give you a $30 gift certificate to Harry's Restaurant. You heard that right. Jeffrey Meldon instructed me and Carrie that we are giving away $30 gift certificates to anybody who calls us this morning. You just got to ask us something. Ask us anything or maybe make a comment. Carrie, let's dive right in, though, to the topic you've researched this morning. So I want you to tell our audience a little bit about it.
Well, one of the things that I'm trying to do with the show, which has been on for over almost 20 years now, just Law about, Talk Live, mm-hmm. is really, we've been doing this every Saturday since I was, I think I was in prosecutor in Daytona at the time we started. But we've been doing it for a long time, and we want to always make sure the format is you know, what the listeners want to hear. And some of the feedback I've gotten from people that listen to the show is they want to know about legal issues that affect their lives. And they want to know what are answers to everyday questions that we all have. We just never follow through on trying to look up. And so it's pretty simple, but it could be anything from, you know, if your neighbor builds your fence on your property line, what's your recourse of action? And how do you go about fixing it? Or it could be, you know, I have a concealed weapons permit. You know, where do I, what if I have a gun rack? Where, you know, can I drive in certain areas of the state, you know, on the university property? There's a lot of questions that people have that have, you know, implications that could cause them to be in trouble, be arrested, you know, have their property imposed upon. And those are the type of, that's the type of show that we want to try to bring to the listeners out there, is a show that will help them in their everyday lives. And they can call up and ask. And if we can't give the answer right away, what we'll do is we'll table it and we'll get the answer back to them the next week.
I think that's a great idea, Kerry. And I couldn't agree with you more. We want people to call. You've got Kerry Meldon here with 20 years of experience as an attorney. I'm a graduate of the University of Florida College of Law. So call us with any question you might have, even if it's outside our practice areas. The primary things we do are personal injury cases, motor vehicle crashes, big truck crashes, pedestrian versus auto, bicycle versus auto, trip and fall, slip and fall. We've handled cases about, you handled one about a year or two ago, somebody injured at a concert.
Yeah.
You know, we had a very big case. It was an interesting one, too.
Yeah.
But we've people injured at amusement parks, at concerts, things of that nature, improper security protocols, and, of course, criminal defense. You have been, you and Ian and Tanner are certainly experts at DUI defense, have done extraordinarily well in that regard. So if you have a question about DUI or criminal defense, the number is 1-877-975-9825. You get a $30 gift certificate to Harry's for calling. But before we get, I want to get to the game on Monday. Well, let's talk about that for a second.
The
remember, there's a national championship game.
Yes.
I know you're following it closely. I mean, once again, we've got two SEC teams, Alabama and Georgia. They really are the cream of the crop. What do you think is going to happen?
Well, that's a really good question. So,
isn't it?
It's hard to beat the same team twice in 1 year, and that would lead me to believe that Georgia may have an advantage on the rematch, just like Florida did versus FSU in 1996 when we lost to FSU in the season finale.
And came back and thumped them.
And then we replayed them in the Sugar Bowl, and we beat them in the Sugar Bowl. So in some, and also Georgia has, I think, the most talented defense that's come across college football in quite some time. So in that aspect, I think Georgia should win, and they're favored by the odds makers. However, Alabama has the best quarterback. Alabama has the best player, the wide receiver, Jameson Williams, and Alabama has the best head coach. So if you have the best quarterback, the best player, which is the wide receiver for Alabama, and the best head coach, how can you expect Alabama not to win? It's a hard question to answer.
We got to take a break. We got a whole bunch of calls right away. So as soon as we get back from the break, Kerry, your wish is coming true. We got some calls to take. We'll be right back. You're listening to Law Talk Live, a service of Meldon Law. We will be right back.
Hey, Gator Nation, I'm here with Jeffrey Meldon of Meldon Law. Jeffrey, I've heard some great news that Meldon Law is the official community partner of the Florida Gators.
Actually, we're the only official community partner of the Florida Gators.
Well, that certainly has a nice ring to it. Meldon Law, the only official law firm community partner of the Florida Gators, with offices in Gainesville, Ocala, and Fort Lauderdale.
Meldon Law, where you matter most.
Hello and welcome back to Law Talk Live, Saturday, January 8th, 2022. We've got a couple of callers on the line, one in particular, a very special caller, but we're going to get to Angela first, or Angelica, is that right? Angelica, how are you doing?
Did we lose her?
I don't know if we have Angelica or not. Hello, Angelica. Are you there? Hi.
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. What can we do for you this morning?
Okay. I have a question. Last year, I went to go get my COVID vaccination, and the way that they were had set up is we were at a facility. There was like a parking lot. It was the traffic was being directed by the National Guard and by the facility's team, like their management team and stuff like that. And I was parked, and I got rear-ended by another car, which sent me into a car in front of me. I ended up having to get a spinal fusion from that.
Jeez.
So I was just curious if there was, like, should I, I've never really sued anybody before, but I was just wondering if there was, like, a lawsuit with them at the facility since they were the ones directing the traffic.
Angelica, this is Carrie Meldon, and I appreciate you giving us a call. First of all, I'm sorry that you had to go through a fusion. That's a very serious, invasive surgery, and we've had quite a few clients have had to undergo fusions, and there's it's scary, and there's quite a recovery. So first of all, I apologize. I hope. How are you feeling after the fusion? Have you felt any kind of increase in health?
I've been doing a lot of, like, physical therapy and stuff like that. It was a lot worse than I expected it to be.
Mm-hmm.
It was actually very depressing, but I'm starting to do a lot better. I'm back at work. I'm a nurse. I, you know, cover three different hospitals. So.
Angelica, this is Chris Qualman. Did you pursue a claim against the driver who hit you?
Oops. Yes.
Okay. So, the first thing, this is Carrie again. I just want to make sure... We take it one step at a time. So obviously you've been injured, and it sounds like you're getting back on your feet through physical therapy, that you travel frequently. So my first response would be keep doing what you're doing with regards to your PT. You're a nurse, and you probably know the medical part of the rehabilitation more than most of our clients. With regards to the claim, if you filed a claim, which you're required to do, and it sounds like you did do, the next step would be to determine whether the insurance company has decided to honor your claim with regards to your injury. In other words, have they talked to you about whether you may be entitled to compensation as a result of the accident due to your injury?
So they actually settled with the driver who hit me.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm still waiting on settling with my insurance company.
Through your underinsured motorist coverage?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
How much coverage do you have on your UM policy?
It was like $400,000. So, but my lawyer was waiting until they got all the records from, you know, like all the surgeon, the surgery center.
Right.
You know, because I had to get cortisone injections first. I mean, I went through everything trying to avoid getting surgery, but
it ended up happening. With a fusion, that's a very serious type of surgery that occurs only in a few cases. And I can tell you, most of the cases in which we have fusions, we usually are looking at least usually around seven figures in terms of recovery. So if there's only $400,000 in available coverage. You know, in our firm, and we're speaking in generalities because I don't know your specifics, we would usually get the demand out to try to get that available coverage tendered as soon as possible. That being said, we don't know the specifics of your case. It sounds like you have counsel. The questions I would be asking him is, based upon the fusion, based upon all the other treatment that you've undergone, is your case ripe for demand? Okay. And when I say demand, that means that he's going to write a demand to an insurance company asking for all available limits. And if they don't tender, then he's going to file a lawsuit. And so when you asked, the first question you asked is, I've never sued anybody. You're not suing anyone at this moment. What you're doing is you're asking them to tender the entire policy in exchange for you not to sue them. And therefore, you don't have to worry about, you know, your name being in a public record. The defendant doesn't have to have their name in a public record. The insurance company, if they do the right thing, can avoid having them named as a defendant in a lawsuit. But you have to go through your counsel, your attorney, and make sure that they're moving the case along at the pace it needs to be moved along.
We've got to jump to another call, but I know you had one other question, which I think Carrie, she was asking, do you have a potential claim against the, was it against the parking company or against the facility? Is that what you were inquiring about?
What are your thoughts on that, Chris?
Because they were the ones that were directing the traffic.
It's possible. I mean, the textbook answer is yes. It's possible you could have a claim against them if you could somehow allege and prove that their conduct, their negligence, their carelessness led to, contributed to in some way, shape, or form the accident and your subsequent injuries. It's causation. What did they specifically do that contributed to the causation of this crash? If you can come up with something, and if we can get an engineer, an expert to substantiate that, there would be something there. I think the best thing to do is we need to move on. It's a terrific question, though, and I thank you so much for calling us. I'll toss it back to you.
And Angelica, if you have any other questions, we're always available at 1-800-373. We offer free consultations, and we can give you advice on your case. It's not obviously you can stay with your counsel. We always recommend second opinions. And we actually tell our clients sometimes to get second opinions if they disagree with our legal advice as well. So you can reach us at Meldon Law at 1-800-373-8000. Angelica, we want to...
We got her phone number.
We got her phone number. We'll contact you about the Harry's gift card. And thank you for calling in to Law Talk Live.
Okay, thank you.
All right. Have a great weekend.
We got a special caller on line two, I think. Hello?
Hello.
Yes, hello.
Hey, how we doing, guys? I'm down in Miami for a wedding this weekend. I just wanted to call and say hello. I found the last very interesting. Of course, there is a potential for a claim against anybody who contributed to a crash, and that, the first thing I would want to know is... what actions did they take?
Well, Jeffrey, you're cutting in and you're out. Jeffrey,
wouldn't be enough.
Jeffrey, we're not able to hear you. You're cutting in and out. Is he cutting in and out on your phone?
A little bit. I'm able to get most of it. For those who haven't figured it out already, we are joined by the man himself, Jeffrey Meldon, calling us from South Florida, where he's attending a wedding this weekend.
Dad, go outside so you can get some better reception.
I'm gonna have to say goodbye, guys. I'm in a bad reception area. I am reception.
Okay.
Down here.
All right. We lost him, but we're gonna let him go, and we'll continue. But it's a really good question. So, Chris, I want you to talk a little bit about comparative negligence and how more than one party can be at fault for an accident.
All right. We'll talk about that after the break. We'll be back with our third and final segment of Law Talk Live, the Saturday, January 8th, 2022 edition. Give us a call, 1-877-973-9825. Did I have that right? I think so. Anyhow, we'll be right back.
Hey, Gator Nation, I'm here with Jeffrey Meldon of Meldon Law. Jeffrey, I've heard some great news that Meldon Law is the official community partner of the Florida Gators.
Actually, we're the only official community partner of the Florida Gators.
Well, that certainly has a nice ring to it. Meldon Law, the only official law firm community partner of the Florida Gators, with offices in Gainesville, Ocala, and Fort Lauderdale.
Meldon Law, where you matter most.
Hello and welcome back to Law Talk Live, Saturday, January 8th, 2022. My name is Chris Qualman, Chief Investigator, Major Case Division Manager for the firm, here with Carrie Meldon, Partner and Manager of Meldon Law. I think we have another caller on the line, on line one. Hello, you're on Law Talk Live. Oh, we lost him. Okay, maybe they'll call us back.
Go ahead. Chris, while we're, you can give us a call at 1-877-975-9825. That's 1-877-975-9825. And I think we've got the caller back on the line. John, do you know who's calling?
How are you doing? You're on Law Talk Live.
Yeah. Hello.
Okay.
Hello, this is Attorney Carrie Meldon. Who am I speaking with?
This is Jerry.
Hey, Jerry, how you doing this morning?
I'm good.
So tell me what's going on.
About 4 years ago, I was hit by another driver, and the damage to my car was about $800. Mm-hmm. And the The other driver admitted liability. The law enforcement, Gainesville police, were summoned, and they gave a ticket to the other driver. They cited the other driver. Then when I filed it with the other driver's insurance, the other driver's insurance company denied it because they said there were no witnesses.
Because they
there
said
there were no witnesses.
They said there was no witnesses. Okay.
Yeah. Now, I'm thinking of taking them to court, and I'm wondering what's the statute of limitations for that.
Okay. So first of all,
small claims.
It's a good question. The first thing is, always report the accident to your insurance company first before the.
I did.
Okay. Great.
I reported it to my insurance company, but I didn't have them to pay the claim. I told them I was going to try and get the other insurance company to pay it.
Right. Well, they have a duty to when you enter into a contract with your insurance company to insure you, they have a duty to investigate and to defend you if they determine that it's not your fault. And so that's what, you know, I don't think you should be having to do all of this if your insurance company knows the facts of the case and they agree with you that you were not at fault. Then they have a duty to fight on your behalf to determine you weren't at fault. And so that's kind of where the steps I would go before you go to small claims. That being said, with regards to your accident and whether there's witnesses that are necessary in order to establish liability, the answer is absolutely not. There's no law that requires witnesses to be at the scene in order to establish liability. Chris, do you have anything you want to add to that?
I would agree with that. It almost sounds like they're teetering on bad faith. Certainly, you know, having witnesses helps, but in so many cases, like Carrie is indicating, there are no witnesses. I mean, unless it's on a busy thoroughfare and there's pedestrians on the side of the road, frequently there are no witnesses to these crashes. It's a he said, she said. Was it a rear-end collision?
No, they flagged with the left front bumper okay. of my car. Actually, there was a witness. My wife was in the car with me.
Yeah. Well, there you
but
go.
But she wouldn't be able to say what happened.
Well, you've got a four-year statute of limitation.
Mm-hmm. Oh, 4 years.
4 years, right.
I thought it was 5 years.
It's 5 years if it's under your own insurance policy.
Right.
If it's a UM policy,
oh.
It's contractual. If it's an action against a third party, which would be the person that hits you, then it's 4 years.
Okay, that's good to know. I need to get with it.
Yeah, well, give us a call if you want. Our number is 1-800-373-8000. We do free consultations. We can give you more time and attention if you want to give us a call. Our office at Meldon Law is open from 8:30 to 5 Monday through Friday. We do have a 24-hour answering service, but I would suggest you give us a call on Monday, and we can walk you through it in more detail and give you some more free advice. And then if we are able to help you, then we'll do so.
Okay, thank you.
Listen, I'm gonna have you stay on hold. Our producer is gonna get your phone number, so we can be sure to send you the $30 gift certificate. Okay. We have another caller on the line. Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
Hello. This is Attorney Carrie Meldon with Meldon Law. Who am I speaking with?
Oh, well, you're speaking with Robbie Blake.
Hey, Robbie.
Oh, I know Robbie Blake. Hi, Robbie.
Good morning,
Hi.
Robbie.
I just am calling. Good morning. I saw that you were doing this public service. I think it's wonderful.
Well, thank you.
I have a question for you about these proposed toll roads that are going to come right through the heart of Levy County mm-hmm. when there's already a highway, four-lane divided highway in 1998 that's completely untraveled, or for the most part untraveled. But they're planning to take out Gothy Forest or portions of it, and they're planning to take out portions of Chunky Pond, massive amounts of farmland and horse areas, and then they're going north and they're running right next to Blue Springs, which is our only swimming place, really,
right.
To speak of, you know, that has good access. So our county is totally against this, and they've written to stop this, but the state seems determined to go through with it sort of in a dictatorial way, telling him, well, you know, we're going to step right over you with an eminent domain.
Right.
And my question is, Can they take state forest lands and destroy public springs, like Blue Springs, that are owned by our county?
The answer,
can they do that with them?
The answer is they'll do whatever they can until they're stopped. And one of the problems that we have in this day and age is that our courts, the Supreme Court in the state of Florida and the other courts, have been packed by people who may not share the same type of beliefs that Levy County officials and yourself share. And they're going to try to bulldoze their way into obviously establishing what they think is in their best interest. So, you know, the short answer is that the government does whatever they want to do until you stop them.
There are things you can do, though, as I'm sure you know, Robbie. There has to be an environmental impact study. Sometimes these are very cursory. Sometimes they're just, you know, a brush under the rug type thing. But you as a citizen and the many, many people just like you in your county can be heard. You just have to stay on top of it. Go to every public meeting. Hold their feet to the fire. Make them show you the environmental impact study. Consult with an environmental attorney. That's not one of our specialties. However, if you want to give us a call on Monday, we can perhaps steer you in the direction of some people who are very, very knowledgeable about those kinds of regulations and rules.
But, you know, the answer, the long, you know, what you need to do is you need to be able to control the courts and have some very powerful lobbyists, which you could probably do if you look around. So I think we're actually running out of time. Chris has given me the
okay.
index
well,
finger
thank
here.
You very much.
The polite finger.
Yes.
Robbie, it's good to hear from you. Good talking to you.
Thank you
so for
much,
calling.
Chris. I appreciate it.
All right,
then. Bye-bye.
We had all kinds of things we wanted to talk about. We'll have to carry them over to next week, but I'm glad we got some callers. We got some really good callers there.
Yeah, we were going to talk about how insurance companies can increase your premiums. We have all of the answers to that. We'll discuss it maybe next week.
Next week. I think it'll be a great topic. Give you something to look forward to. Again, you've been listening to Law Talk Live, a service of Meldon Law. Hey, take a look at our Facebook page because we are always doing ticket giveaways. We got a ticket giveaway coming up for the LSU basketball game. Just go to the Meldon Law Facebook page for information on how you can apply for those free tickets. That's all we got for Saturday, January 8th. Myself, Chris Qualman, and Carrie Meldon, Jeffrey Meldon, calling from downstate. Hey, guys, it's been a great week. It'll be a big Monday, Carrie, with that national championship game. And Gators aren't in it, but I have optimism about next year.
Absolutely. All right, as always, you want to sign out, Chris?
Yes. Go Gators! Take care.
Live from the Meldon Law Studios.
Meldon Law, the only official law firm partner of the Florida Gators.
This is News Talk 97.3 The Sky.